I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Toronto Mayor Rob Ford finally admitted it. He smoked crack cocaine. Ford had been hounded by the allegation for months, ever since a video surfaced in July that appeared to show him smoking a crack pipe. This afternoon, Ford held a press conference to apologize, but he made it clear he has no intention to resign before Toronto's next mayoral election in October 2014.
I want the people of this great city to decide whether they want Rob Ford to be their mayor. Again, I sincerely apologize.
Toronto Star reporter Robin Doolittle has been on the story from the start. I spoke with her earlier today, right after Ford made his admission he smoked crack.
I was completely shocked. We had no idea this was coming. The mayor does not speak to media ever, really, and we were all waiting outside his office, and he emerged from the elevator, and he turned to everybody, and he said, "Ask me the question that you asked me last May being when the Star published its story about the mayor appearing to smoke crack cocaine in this video, and someone said, do you smoke crack cocaine? And he said, yes, I smoke crack cocaine. The air fell out of the room. Everyone just almost started shaking. It was so unexpected.
What was the second question?
When was the last time you did this? What's in the video? And he kind of turned it around on the reporters because he didn't want to appear that he was lying. When he's asked about it, he always says, I'm not an addict. And reporters always point out, well, that doesn't mean that you haven't smoked it before. But he's really been very aggressive with the media. He's called my paper pathological liars. He's called us maggots. He accused the media of maybe not asking him the right questions all along. He again apologized for his behavior, and he said he wants to move forward, and he's indicated that he doesn't plan on stepping aside.
He qualified that he smoked this while on a kind of a drunken binge, right?
Right, yeah. He said, you know, because we're trying to then ask him specifics, were you smoking crack in the video? And he said something to the effect of, well, I don't really know. It might have been a year ago. Like, who knows what I'm doing in my, quote, drunken stupors.
Clearly, he was ready to talk. Do you know what prompted this admission?
No, we're all trying to figure that out. I can just say from my personal opinion, I don't know this, just watching him, it seemed like he just decided that this wasn't going to go away, and he had to get this off his chest, I guess, for lack of a better expression.
Will there be charges? I mean, smoking crack is a crime in Canada, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's complicated, though. So there's a video of him appearing to smoke crack cocaine. He certainly looks like he's holding a crack pipe, but you can't know what he is smoking in that pipe. And I think admitting to a smoking crack, it's not necessarily that you're going to charge him after that. He's not been caught red-handed with it. But at this point, I mean, a possession charge, there's so much more at stake. Like, he is running the fourth largest city in North America. It's one of the largest governments in Canada. It's a $10 billion budget. A possession charge is not going to get him out of office.
Robin, Toronto is a great world-class city, but it's gotten some nasty international attention for this. What's the Mayor Ford crack business done to Toronto and the people who live there?
Well, I think you sort of nailed it on the head. Everyone in Toronto really loves this city, and we're all very proud of it. And when you're listening to the public reaction on Twitter, that's what everyone's concerned about, is what does the world think of us that we have this crack scandal brewing here and that he's still the mayor. So I guess on behalf of my city, I will say Toronto is a lovely, lovely place to visit.
Robin Doolittle with the Toronto Star. She helped break the story on Mayor Ford. Thanks very much, Robin. Appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me.